Morning, Farouk. A really interestingly poised test match at Lord's.
Absolutely fascinating finish. We're definitely going to have a result, and I said that on day one. And here we are on the fourth day, Indian leading by 145 runs. A very, very significant lead, very crucial lead. But India still need another 120 runs. I would say, but if these last wickets can get 120 runs, 130 runs, say, if England had to chase 300 after Dior or the last day tomorrow, it could be a very, very exciting game.
Yeah, we've got at the moment Vijay and Dhoni batting, and things looking good.
Dhoni's a danger man. He's an absolute danger man. If he gets going, if he bats for a couple of hours, I'm sure he'll run up, some very quick runs. Murali Vijay also, although he's been doggedly defensive, he is very more than capable of playing some great shots. Jadeja and Bethi, they can all wield the bat. Of course, Bhubaneswar Kumar man the match, and he should have and he'll arguably man the match probably. He's a pretty useful bat too. So all in all, if they can rustle up 150 runs or so today, then India would be in a very, very commanding position, because the ball is going up and down. The odd ball is lifting, the odd ball is keeping low. And on the fourth or fifth day of a test match, you always find the wear and tear of the pitches that gives advantage to the bowling side. So all in all, at least if England had to get about 300 runs, or even about 275, they'll find it pretty difficult.
And a lot of talk in the press about Alistair Cook's captaincy. He'll need to score some runs, I think, in the second innings.
Well, we all know Alistair Cook's been under pressure. We all want him to score runs in a funny way. Even against India, I would like him to score some runs. He's such a great guy. He scored 25 test hundreds. A man can't be written off just like that. He just goes for a bad touch. And I think England want to persevere with him. No, without a doubt, there is no one else. There is no one else that I can see who's capable of taking England's captaincy, except Alistair Cook. So, in spite of the few mistakes that he makes, in spite of the bad form that he's worth persevering with, certainly.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good day's cricket. Looking forward to it, Farouk. And,
absolutely. It's going to be a very absorbing day, and we're all looking forward to it.
And we'll speak later on in the day.